I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Let me be blunt about this. The cliffhanger that ended The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, that wasn't necessary. That entire chapter is wrapped up in the first 20 minutes, maybe not even that, the first 15 minutes of The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, never to be visited again. By all rights, the entire sequence should have played out in the previous film and be done with it. And you can understand why the producers didn't do that. The confrontation with the dragon Smaug, voiced here by Benedict Cumberbatch, is kind of the money shot of The Hobbit. Once he's out of the picture, does anybody really care about a turf war over a decrepit, albeit gold-glazed subterranean kingdom, even if the conflict involves screen-filling, computer-generated ranks of humans, elves, dwarfs, orcs, etc., etc.? Not all that much. Seems the producers knew that, and apparently fearing that once Smaug was out of the running, it was going to be hard luring audiences back for the final installment of their trilogy, they decided to cheat. And that speaks to how much of a disaster it's been breaking this simple tale into three epic, unwieldy motion pictures. Tell it as one grand, concise adventure, and you don't have to play such tricks. Divide it up, and you have to do stuff like find tortured reasons to keep your title character relevant, which is what happens in this particular installment. This isn't Bilbo's story. Not often I say this, but it turns out Rankin Bass had it right all along. But as a final installment, Battle of the Five Armies goes down easy enough. At 2 hours and 24 minutes, the bloat is still detectable, but it isn't really painful, just kind of pointless. But that led to something of a personal revelation for me. Going in, I kind of felt like my main motivation for dragging myself to this third chapter was so I could say I was among that smallish sampling of humanity that had seen the only three films that would ever be exhibited in the dreadful high frame rate projection process. It isn't any better here, by the way. But as the film went on, I realized I was there for another reason. I was looking for signs that the better Peter Jackson, the visually inventive director who made The Lord of the Rings such a feast, still existed. And indeed, glimmers show up throughout Five Armies, in a sequence where delusional Thorin Oakenshield envisions himself drowning in a sea of gold, in a moment when a vanquished orc chieftain is glimpsed floating beneath the surface of a frozen stream, a beautiful, eerie vision that invokes Jackson's affection for German expressionism. That quest for those moments, as much as anything, kept me engaged in The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, if only to dream that after this whole misbegotten exercise, Jackson finally acquires some impulse control and starts telling tales that leave us begging for more, rather than wishing for less. But let me suggest this. If what you're looking for at the cinema is a fantastic adventure suffused with magic, leave The Battle of the Five Armies for a while, it'll be around for a few more weeks at least, and go to see Song of the Sea, which also opened in New York City this past weekend. This is the second animated film from Irish director Tom Moore, following his wonderful Oscar-nominated The Secret of Kells, and it is just as bracingly imaginative, exciting, and moving. Once again pulling from Irish legend, Moore this time tells a contemporary tale of a young boy who discovers his sister is part Selkie, a sea-bound mystical creature, and has to find a way to get her back to the ocean to save her life. There are strange supernatural creatures, good and ill, encountered along the way, and a legend of a grieving giant turned to stone that figures into it. All of it told with a deceptively simple, two-dimensional palette that leads to a wealth of stunningly elaborate visuals. Song of the Sea is a lithe, beautiful, entertaining adventure, truly magical and fun. Another great animated film to close out the year. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website. If you want to check out what you've missed, please go over to mightymoviepodcast.com.